You're in tune to 90.7 WUVT-FM Blacksburg. This is the Local Zone. We got a killer treat for you all tonight. The Bosch, formerly Hieronymus Bosch. We'll get into the name change later on, but more importantly, we're going to get to the music as soon as we can. These cats just came from Lexington, Kentucky, doing a recording session, but they're based out of New York City. But that's okay, because what makes them local slash regional is that a couple of those cats in the band are actually from Williamsburg in the Norfolk area. So that's hot, right? That's close enough for our book. But it's hot because we were just checking out this sound check, and you know, you read up the notes on these guys that they sent us, and a lot of the word is that Buzzcocks seems to come up a lot in the influences, and I'm definitely hearing it. But one thing I'm digging on the most, they got a saxophone! They got a freaking saxophone, man! It's like my youth. It's like early 80s rock all over again, but in a good way. Can you dig that? And we're going to get onto them as soon as we can, and that's about right now. So coming at you, live and in living color, on Local Zone, it's the Bosch.
So this first one is Napoleon Invades Russia. Virginia Tech. This next one's called Metronome. You guys ready?
Yep.
All your better days in a little black book have gone. And in the town with a thousand faces to get up there done.
I see.
We're giving away a free T-shirt to anyone's listening. It's going to be one at the station.
Whoever,
I don't know how they want to run it, but whoever wants to call or come down, get it. It's hot.
It's a hot shirt.
You'll be totally hot on campus with it.
Any size, you know? Larger folks, the smaller folks.
You guys ready?
Yo.
What? Whoa.
This is going to sound great.
Dude, let's do it. Everybody knows I can count on all the kisses on a certain number of fingers if I only had the time. I guess you could say that my heart has sprung a little when the bug that fits is of some unknown kind. Won't you tell the doctor what's shakes. I could do the bounce check and make my way to the door after midnight. In the fall we freeze and in the spring we fall apart. So you'd better find something new to make things right. Won't you tell the doctor what's W-R-O-N-G? Tell the doctor what's W-R-O-N-G? Was it something? Something about you and me? Was it something? Something about you and me? Self-contained singing band. Make do in a self-contained singing band. Won't you tell the doctor what's W-R-O-N-G? Tell the doctor what's W-R-O-N-G? Was it something, something about you and me? Was it something? What's W-R-O-N-G? Tell the doctor, what's W-R-O-N-G? Was it something, something about you and me? Was it something, something about you and me?
The Bosch here on WUVT-FM in Blacksburg. Great job, guys. We just had a little pop there. I don't know what it was. That was crazy. But at least it happened at the end of the song, right? That was good stuff, though. Definitely, you guys are from New York City, but you just came from Lexington doing a recording session.
We did. That's correct.
So, why Lexington? I mean, there's a ton of studios up in the New York area.
Suburban house in Lexington, but I tell you what, he was the right guy, and we just finished up 9 songs at a whopping 26 minutes.
So. Yeah, he's worked with some good, they're all cruisers.
they're all really slow.
Well, yeah, he's a really good producer. He's worked with, I think he's done Queens of the Stone Age stuff, and VHS or Beta, and a lot of good up-and-coming bands, and he's really cool. He's got this crazy studio in his basement. And
Desperate Housewives or something.
Well, how'd you guys find out about him?
We're gonna get taken off the air.
A group called Tenderbox Music, college radio promotion group, and we went down with the sort of president of that company on a
Nashville junket. We met a bunch of producers we might work with. While we were down there, we went to Lexington to check out Dwayne Lundy's stuff.
Right on.
And it was good stuff, so.
So you guys, just down in south for the recording session, or you guys do, is this part of a tour?
We did a show in Louisville for the recording session.
Okay. So now you guys are just going straight back up to the city?
Yeah, so we can get some sleep.
Nice.
Get back to the smog and the pollution and the... Okay. Yeah, it was nice to get out of New York City, too, to do the recording.
Yeah, no doubt.
Actually see some trees.
Yeah, the drummer and I are from the south, so it was lovely to be back around for a while.
Yeah, the recording process was fun. There was, you know, a lot of bourbon. There was some stripper mafia, and there was fireworks. We took pictures on a tank.
Are you sure you guys aren't recording back in 1974?
Strippers egged Dwayne's house. It was cool.
This guy's the real deal. Strippers came by and egged his house. So, I mean, you can't get that in New York City.
That doesn't happen anywhere. That's pure Southern something.
Hey, so what's the deal with the name? I mean, last year we got a CD from y'all, but it was under the name Hrannas Bosch, and that was a three-piece.
We like to confuse people. Yeah, in a way. I mean, Hrannas Bosch was a painter. Gosh, I don't know what century. Maybe 16th, 15th?
15th, 16th.
A long time ago. Doesn't matter. But
we have an art curator on hand.
Nice.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's really hard to say, spell, and remember Hieronymus. So, the Bosch.
Early 16th century painter.
I think one of the reasons why I thought you guys were local when we first got that CD is because there used to be a store in these parts called Hieronymus.
Really?
And so I figured it must have been some play on the name. But now it's just the Bosch. And you guys got two new guys, drums and keys/sax, right? Or I mean bass and keys/sax. So how long have the four of you guys been a unit the way you are?
About a year now.
And things are coming together nicely then.
Yeah, we're playing a lot of good shows. We played a strip club in New York, actually. There's a lot of strippers in our lives these days.
Yeah, I mean, and we're not really...
it's like Motley Crue.
We're really not that sleazy, actually.
They just kind of just flock to us. I don't know why. It's the vibe we put out.
It must be that surf rock punk melodies that you guys have.
Yeah. But we definitely want to come back and play. So anybody listening to this, it's in a frat or something, contact us.
Yeah.
HBosch.net is our website.
That's BOSCH.
Yes. HBOSCH.NET.
And you, I guess they'd be contacting you, right, Matt?
Yeah.
Matt Harrison would be the contact that you get. Well, let's get you guys back and playing a few more songs, and then we'll talk some more about the future. You're in tune to 90.7 WVTFM Blacksburg. It's Hieronymus Bosch. It is the Bosch. No longer Hieronymus. So if you ask for Hieronymus Bosch, tell the DJ that it's probably under the Bosch now because we had to move it out of the stacks to where it was into its new spot. That said, we're going to let the band get back into doing what they do best.
Right, this next song is about, you know, zombies and when they totally screw up your day.
Traveling around half the world. Well, what's it gonna put up a fight? None is running all over tonight. Yeah. Go! She's a zombie killer. She's a zombie killer. She's a zombie, zombie, zombie killer. She's a zombie killer. Whoa! She's a violent king, too. Oh, I forget the next line. That's okay because I can't lie. She's a zombie killer. She's a zombie killer. She's a zombie, zombie, zombie killer. She's a zombie killer. Whoa. Go underground. I need a zombie, zombie, zombie killer. Yeah. Zombie killer. Zombie killer. Zombie killer. Zombie, zombie, zombie killer. Zombie killer. Whoa.
this one?
This next one's a little rockabilly.
A little rockabilly, crazy night. Sung by our drummer, Mr. Holt Richardson. Get out of my vibe, man. I'm just trying to do it.
Next tune we're going to do, we'll take it down a couple notches. It's called Teenage Symphony, sort of the centerpiece of our new record.
Yeah, I think we did about 48 tracks on this song.
we brought in the Louisville Symphonic Orchestra.
Yeah.
Is that what they were called?
Yeah, I think it was.
I don't remember. There were too many strippers.
Yeah. The harmonium.
Yeah, the whole little stripper section.
Yeah.
So here it goes. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, that if you had your way, attention to detail. You can pace the backyard of the fraternity house with your Catullus and your vintage Playboy
on the Bosch here on 90.7. I gotta say something to you about this, guys. I'm reading up on the notes and definitely you got the Dick Dale, the Man or Astro Man, the craziness and the surfness. You got the Buzzcocks going. But I don't know if you've ever heard this, but I definitely feel like you listening to you guys now, you sound like a band that could have been right at home at CBGB's back in 78, opening up, hanging out with Television. Or even maybe a few years later down in Southern California with like Dream Syndicate and Green on Red and Paisley Underground type bands. You definitely have that tight-knit feel. I don't know if you ever listen to any of those bands coming up and all, but...
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
But,
tight-knit like an Angora sweater.
Ooh.
Tell you what.
You don't want to be wearing that in this weather, man.
No, you don't.
Holt's not, dude. Look at Holt. Holt's pink. Yeah.
this is my one-day exposure to sun.
For what the audience can't see this, the drummer had to take his shirt off because he's burning up inside the studio, and he's all pink.
Yeah, where we stayed in Lexington, we had a pool, and I think he went out there without
SPF, man. SPF. You need that. No, but I'm definitely, you guys sound like you could have been a band from like 25, 30 years ago. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in totally complimentary. You guys are tight sound, and that sax is just awesome. It's great hearing a sax. And a harp. I don't think I've heard a rock song with a harmonica and a sax in the same song.
Maybe
in
it's
years,
George Thorogood.
Real here.
You guys don't strike me as those who drink alone, though.
Back to the time I remember so well, before I was born.
Hey, let's talk about this album that you guys were recording. Now you said it's what, about 8 or 9 songs? It's less than a half hour long.
9 songs.
26 minutes.
28 minutes.
26.
So what? Is there a reason why it's so short and condensed?
We just write short songs. That was our longest song. It's like 4 minutes, maybe?
Yeah, that was our longest song.
They're all about two and a half minute songs, and they're good stuff.
You guys just believe in getting the rock out and no frills, right?
We're for the short attention span generation. You know, you can just download us on your iPod and hook right into your frontal cortex and get it all.
Podcast, just jack in, man.
Nice.
Put it right into your head.
So you guys got barely enough time for any solos action, though.
Pretty fast, man. You can do it.
So what's next for you guys?
Going home. We're playing next Saturday or Friday?
Next Saturday night at this bar on the east side of Manhattan called The Underscore. And after that, I think we're going to concentrate on getting the record ready in July. It's going to be out on college radio here, of course, other places, and also some... you know,
clear channel.
Clear, you know, yeah, lovely clear channel stations. Hopefully, I guess.
And that album's Having Fun Sounding Good, right?
No, this is
probably going to be called Buy One, Get One, but
yeah.
We're not entirely certain.
I know, Having Fun Sounding Good was the first album.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Another possible title is No Bucks, No Buck Rogers.
That's good.
If anyone wants to call in and give suggestions, let us know. Yeah. Buy One, Get One, or No Bucks, No Buck Rogers.
Well, you gotta give some bread and get Buck Rogers action, man.
That's probably true.
What is it, Dr.? What's that, Dr. Theopolis?
Dr. Theopolis.
Wasn't that the little, like, round circle talking doctor on the TV show Buck Rogers?
Yeah. Oh, what was the one?
And then Twiggy.
Bit-a-bit-a-bit-it. This next song is for Twiggy.
Yeah, this next song's about Twiggy.
Nice. Hey, you're in tune to 90.7 WUVT-FM Blacksburg. We got the Bosch here live on a pit stop back from Kentucky on the way up to New York City. So we should be thankful to have him. It's one of the tightest shows we've had in a while, so I'm really excited about it. We're going to let them get back into it. You're listening to the Bosch on the Local Zone. 231-9888. That's 540-231-WUVT for any comments, questions, criticisms, complaints.
Lexington Symphonic Orchestra in the studio.
We did for this tune, especially.
Okay. A lot of timpani.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Into the sky. When will my mind the perfect world of film provide? It's so hard to make a movie if you are a kite just flying. Oh, and you live in a castle with your lovers always playing. When will the wife and mistress reconcile? When will I get the freedom that I desire? If I don't finish this movie, if I don't finish this movie, won't you wrap me in my bones? Wrap me in my bones. Oh, if I don't finish this movie, if I don't finish this movie, won't you wrap me? Drink a potion. I've just gotta get on top and drive away all that emotion.
This next one's another slow one.
Not your girlfriend, it is. Boys, you all ready?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, it's easy when the rock show. Sitting there with your arms around so and so. So many girls in Coney Island. Why can't I find a match of girlfriend? No match of girlfriend. No match of girlfriend.
Gonna have to toughen up. Oh yeah. Drink from the hipster cup. Oh yeah. If you could just tell me the right rules. Are we still getting that funky distortion? No, okay. We're getting a little distortion on the mic. This is great radio. This is like live. This is great.
Yeah. We love you, listeners. Maybe you're driving around having a pita, extreme fajita pita. I think I saw that downtown. That stuff is awesome. I just want to say that.
All right. So we got this one is largely about Mr. Phil Spector, right?
Yeah.
Again, this is the Bosch on WUVT.
Ow!
Yeah. Home of the rock.
So and, you know, jazz and other hip-hop and world.
Like Caribbean music.
Tabla.
Tabla. This next song's a tabla number.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3. Fuck it out. Is that the best we can do? You know I expected more. So much more out of you. Put that notion to the test. Fuck for that. No need to sleep nice. Or did you shoot her once? Or you shot her twice? So you know how to make those kids cry, 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 yeah. Cry, 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 oh is that the best you can do? You know I expected more. much more out of you. No, no need to think of that. I was getting this neat vocal effect. It sounded like it was going through a fan. Did you guys have that?
The Darth Vader thing?
You know, I don't think tablas ever sounded like that.
Oh, yeah?
the vocals don't sound like they're going through a fan, do they?
No, they sound great.
Okay, cool.
No, it was kind of funny. You're describing our radio station, and Josh asked, do you listen to us regularly? Because that's pretty much exactly how...
Online, a little bit.
Yeah, like when you're talking about like all the whatnots and stuff, and then, of course, you mentioned tabla.
I'm staring at this sign-out sheet over here, so I was,
nice.
Riffing off of that.
What we're really getting ready for is, you know, after we do, like, the really big commercial album, do a couple of those in a couple of years, then when I get, like, really fat and, you know, spoiled, then I'm going to, like, get into world music and do that, like, Paul Simon, David Byrne thing to, like, try to reestablish my credibility.
Hey, just as long as you don't go the Sting route and bore everyone to death.
Boring!
Now, I like the elements of ska you had in that, because it's not like you guys would be a ska band. It's more like the way the Clash would incorporate elements of ska into their stuff.
Funny you said that. We're doing a Clash cover later.
Well, hey. Funny, funny.
Funny you said that.
You guys having fun in there?
Yeah, totally.
It's a little
awesome.
It's a little warm in there, though, isn't it?
It's a little moist.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're used to it.
That's all good.
See our recording studio, or our rehearsal space.
Nice. Little storage unit.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So what's the wrap-up date for the record?
It's going to be here and at radio in general the end of, like, probably the end of August, early September, when school's back in session regularly.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys did the recording down in Lexington. Who's going to do all the mastering and the producing of it? Is that you guys?
Mastering, our producer is looking into. Mixing's going to be the same gentleman, Dwayne Lundy, who recorded it.
Okay, so you guys are just going to be hands-off then, or?
Totally,
totally in his court, I guess.
Unless he mixes it and it sounds like, I don't know.
Crap.
Aquarium.
If it comes back sounding like Kraftwerk or something, then that's really not what we're going for. Although I do like Kraftwerk.
If what you guys play tonight, he managed to wrangle Kraftwerk out of it, that's pretty impressive.
We're actually robots.
Nice.
That's how we play so tight.
Automatons. Well, automatons, let's get back into it. Why don't you, I'm going to let y'all go and just finish up whatever you guys want to do. We're done shooting for anything.
How many more songs do you want?
It's up to you guys. We've been playing 40 minutes, and you guys
really?
Up 20 minutes more if you want more.
Yeah.
You guys just want to rock out these last five?
Yeah, sure.
Great. Well, you're in tune to the boss here on Local Zone 90.7, and we're going to let you get back into it as fast as possible, the speed of sound.
Timetables it is. Like daddy man ain't gonna help out. Susan knows the earth mama's on her to get out. She thinks about boys and a boy about chicks. You gotta find salvation wherever you're able. When she talks about all the threats and tribulations, and there ain't no need for the occupation. I still don't know what to do. We'll be right back.
about the Socotic shape to do this next one.
This next one's from these English blokes.
It's thought it was.
It got a clash.
So
Joe Strummer.
It's thought that something like that.
Yeah, it's the Limey blokes.
So Brixton and all that. All right, everyone, we ready to continue?
Yeah.
Here we are. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Spit on the microphone, audience. I bet you can hear that in your speakers.
Slappy, slappy.
Can we? Well, I just won't play it safe.
Yeah, there's no reason to play it safe.
Just, why don't you
Yeah, we're going to start this new song. We've got some new songs coming to you. This one's written by me. One, two, three. This was like having sex on the bridges. Float around, yeah, hop around. Everybody's just traveling on by. We should take some time just for you and you and I. Bonfire in a pickup truck. You're truly a lady love. Wanna go take a walk with us. There's just so much to say. How did you get so goddamn pretty living in New York City? That's right. This is what it's like making love in the ocean. Float around, yeah, hop around. Man, things living underneath the ocean.
attention. Gotta make some room for you and you and I. Bonfire in a pickup truck. You're truly at late in the hood. Wanna go take a walk tonight? There's just so much to say. How did you get so goddamn good at living in a New York City? Busy on a plane. Float around, yeah, upside down. Everybody's just flying in a plane. Realize you're 90 miles high. Bonfire in a pickup truck. You're truly a lady in the hood. Wanna go take a walk tonight? There's just so much to say. How did you get so goddamn pretty living in New York City? Bonfire in a pickup truck. Bonfire in a pickup truck. How did you get so goddamn pretty living in New York City?
This next one's an instrumental.
What's it called?
It's called Charlie Don't Surf. This is not on the new album, but this and...
And it's not the Clash song either.
It's not the Clash song either.
We already played that
one. We already played that one. And you can get a nice little homemade recording of this on www.hbosch.net.
As long as you have like two or three internets.
You gotta have a couple internets for it.
Yeah, then you're okay. Then you can really download after you log on and, you know, surf.
Because some people just have one.
Yeah, one internet might not work, but two or three internets does a good job.
Let's play the song.
Anytime, man.
Yeah, I think I remember how to play it.
There we go.
Yeah, we've been on the road a while. And we'll
red thing keeps coming off.
Wing nut.
We got one more that...
we should introduce the band.
Yeah.
Andrew Raff on keys and saxophone.
Woo-hoo.
Author of this next song.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Woo! Yeah! All right. All right. Matt Harrison, lead guitar and vocals.
Yeehaw!
Hey, Holt M.F. and Richardson on the drums.
Oh, it's me, I got.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No love for me at all from any.
Yeah!
Yeah!
And who am I? Who am I?
That's Brett Mr. Byer Brett Byer.
On bass and vocals.
Yeah!
And a little blues hop for you. Whee!
Self-congratulatory.
Yeah, thanks to Len. Len for our awesome DJ and all you UVT people. We love you.
Yep, we'd love to come back and play a show soon. If you're interested in learning more about us, hbosh.net on the internets, or if you're up in New York City, check us out. And we are getting out of town more and more often, so hope to be back in these in this neck of the woods shortly. It's pretty here.
It is pretty.
Awesome stuff, guys.
Thank you very much.
You know, I'm sitting here watching you guys play, and I feel a little bit like John Peel. <All right. laughs> How it must have been when, like, all those bands were coming into his studio and recording live and jamming out. And now, you've been quoted as being a blast of auditory and visual brilliance when you guys play live. At least that was what one of your shows was described as. Now, is that telling me that you guys got a crazy-ass light show behind you, or does that mean that you guys are as spastic on stage as the music would inhibit?
Smoke just pours out of us naturally.
Smoke shoots out my nose for dragging.
Yeah, we have a good time on stage. We jump around a lot. So we're probably playing a lot better because we can't jump around so much.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys are kind of contained in this room, but when you're on a stage, it's a little bit more wide-open spaces there. How's the, I guess one question that I didn't get to ask you earlier. How's the New York crowd take to you guys?
We've had good shows and, you know, not as exciting shows, but
New Yorkers are
they're very hip and overstimulated. That's why we want to get out as much as possible.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad you guys managed to get out and come down south, and hopefully we'll get you back next fall, maybe later in the summer.
That'd be awesome.
Play some venues downtown. And
what's the best spot? Is it above top of the stairs? Is that the best place?
Are you gonna get
not in my mind.
Where should we go to, like...
We can talk about that off air, otherwise that'd be considered a commercial, and we don't. We can't be doing that. But I want to thank you guys for coming on down from New York City to play here. It was great.
Cool.
It was great having you. Thanks. Good music. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard The Bosch. Definitely stick around and listen to WUVT over the next upcoming months, because we will be receiving their new CD, and we'll be playing the hell out of it, and it'll be awesome. It's called, what is it called? Buy One, Get One?
Probably, yeah.
Potentially?
Probably Buy One.
Excellent. Well, you've been listening to The Bosch here on The Local Zone. My name is Len. We'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.